That's it, we welcome one and all to another episode of the Bimo Podcast with me, Jer.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Huh?
Sorry, I was texting there, propositioning people.
Yeah, Adam missed his cue.
It's because Epstein didn't kill himself, Jer. Here, what did they tell you not to do? Ever do?
I don't know. What did they tell me not to ever do?
Don't watch the trailers.
Oh, I don't know. It was a bad move. I watched the new trailer that dropped for the new Bad Boys film coming out in January. Will Smith put it on his Facebook.
So, it's the second trailer they've released. So, they practically released half the movie.
Pretty much gives you everything that's going to happen.
Is it going to be good?
It looks like it. Spoiler alert.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, that too. It looks like, without trying to give too much away, because I don't want to spoil it for you or anybody else really, it looks like Will Smith might have his own wee group of children to look after in the FBI.
Like new recruits?
Aye.
Oh, very good.
Like a task force type thing.
Very good, very good, very good. Are my levels coming up there now?
You are fine or not?
Fine, that's alright. That's why you fucking behind on the show.
You are a wee tiny bit low, but not... Oh, I can turn you up in post.
Yeah, you know how I never win anything?
I know how you never win anything.
I never win anything. Won the tickets to a show I was going to go and watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What show?
The upcoming Belfast Music and Drama Society show.
Didn't we have him on this show before?
We had Jordan on the show before.
Jordan Walsh.
And...
apparently, he didn't pick.
He doesn't know social media.
Yeah.
So...
So it wasn't the fix as described by his family members.
No.
But you know what? It looks like it's going to be a good show.
Well, if it's based on any of his previous shows, it's going to be brilliant. Because, like I said, you know, I know we've had Jordan on the show and we know him, but his plays are absolutely out of this world. So good. And this is the production of Aladdin. What am I going to do? I'm going to get the dates up here. I know it's running...
Black Friday weekend, trust me, I've had this out with him.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he booked it before thing, but he's still working Black Friday.
But it's on that day, so it's the...
That's on that day.
Thursday 28th to the first, Monday the 1st.
Something like that.
So, yeah, and just go on Belfast Music Drama Society and get your tickets.
I think he's doing a few different
venues.
Places, yeah.
Yes, he's doing. Hold on, I'll pull it up here. As I said, I was going to and then pay him a search.
I think I've heard him say Strabane.
He's doing
Dun Patrick.
Dun Patrick. I got tickets to the Dun Patrick show. Newton Arch, Strabane, Legendary. So, get your tickets at ticketsource.co.uk/BMDS for Belfast Music Drama Society.
As far as I know, one of the shows is completely sold out.
Yes, I think that's a Meet Nard one. Yep. What's running? The 19th of December? Hold on, I'll just give you all the dates. Sorry, Dun Patrick is the 28th to the 1st of December. So there's Thursday, Saturday, and the Sunday. And then Meet Nard, the 6th, is all he has left. Oh, Legendary is Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th. Breaking leg and all that. Don't be saying
that's
my BF.
That's the day I fly home from New York.
Jesus Christ. And then Strabane, the 18th and the 19th of December. So get your tickets at the ticketsource.co.uk/BMDS.
Or from Patricia's Petals. I think that's his mum's shop in Downpatrick.
Is it?
Met her yesterday.
Nice girl.
Nice lady.
Very good.
That's all I'm going to say, Jordan. You got off lately.
Yeah.
Good joke there, kid.
I was going to make a joke about something, about being in love and... other car from people, but here, do you know who's not in love?
Jeff Epstein.
He didn't kill himself. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Remember, everybody was going on and on about when they'd done A Star Is Born.
Because apparently an actor can act. And
yeah, imagine an actor acting and creating a false pretense that they're doing the booking.
He was married too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's since got divorced, which added fuel to the fire. And people are going, oh, he's doing the booking with Lady Gaga. And apparently he's not, it was just all staged, just really good chemistry. But you know yourself, like, you'll be at work, there's just people you just click with and get on with.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen it before. Me, I'm a hard man to trust anybody, so.
Yeah.
But no, you definitely you click with
certain people.
Certain people, yeah. It's just it works and shouldn't,
yeah.
But it does.
Yeah, it's like I know that a lot of people don't like working with family, but whenever I work with our Mark, oh my god, I think last year he got me through November, December, because I genuinely was an autopilot, and bar Black Friday that day, I can't remember very much about November, December.
Is that a good thing?
It's a part of grief. You just sort of hazed and everything just sort of sick.
Well, I mean, you spend more time with the people in work than you do generally with your own family.
Yeah.
So at least you had family in work.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So it was. And then he didn't listen to me and left, and now he's come back.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
There, I think somebody else's brother's coming back too.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised the cousin of another person isn't back yet.
But should you always listen to family?
Should you always listen to them?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Whenever they're leaving car for them coming?
Just in general, like if they're giving you advice.
I think you should always give them the opportunity to say their piece, as long as it's not going to put you in bad form.
So it has to be constructive?
Yeah, it has. They have to be open to you rejecting it too.
Mm.
I think if they're willing, if you're willing to hear them out, they have to be willing for you to go now.
Yeah.
There's
no point.
And I've had that with my own parents, like, you know, where they think that certain things that I could do differently, or they've said to me, could you not do this? And I'm like, nah. Because you know I'm a stubborn whatever
no,
I want to be.
Never. So, how would you feel if you were an 18-year-old female and your daddy was bringing you to a gynecologist?
Oh, controversial. Is this something to do? My hymen is intact.
Is your hymen intact? I can smell your hymen.
Well, so T.I., for those that don't know, T.I., the rapper, actor, extraordinaire.
Control freak.
Had a song with Rihanna. Apparently he's a control freak and just wants to control his... Now, he wants to control his daughter's sex life or sexual activity, or he just wants to be aware of it for some reason and make sure that she's not... sexually active, down the bottom. But his sons, they're sweet. They do what they want.
But do you think, so, he played a clip of what he does.
So I'll play the audio here.
And then...
So he was on a podcast and he got the parenting section. And during it, he said this.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh.
We'll sit down and the doctor will come and talk. And you know, the doctor's maintaining a high level of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, you know, sir, in order for me to share information, I say, Deja, they want you to sign this. Then they come and say, okay, I just want you to know there are other ways besides sex that the hymen can be broken. Bike riding, other forms of athletic physical activity.
Is she an athlete?
No. I said, look, doc.
She's not.
She don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports, man. Just check the hymen, please. So what are your thoughts? 800-585.
So that was a clip from the Breakfast Club playing that.
So he wants to know if his...
It's strange. What's his 18 first?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the room when this is getting done, or is he just fending it after? Could she just slip it after $20, but I care. Although he made her sign something that gives him right of access or right to know the information so that the doctor can disclose it to him.
But
it's weird.
Being as famous as he is, right, so no doubt he's had groupies. And he's had all sorts of women doing everything. Every act, sexual act possible, and you think he doesn't want his daughter to do that, but surely you should know the more you tell people no, the more they want to do it. Surely it's about education. It has to be.
Well, clearly for him it's about control. That's about just having the power over his daughter. To control what she does and how she lives her life.
But if he doesn't do it with his sons, I understand girls can get pregnant, boys can't, but education, to me, you have to have the uncomfortable thought. And if he sits and explains and says, listen, I've been put in some situations with girls and they do boom boom boom, I've seen the way they behave, surely he has to go to himself, well, them girls aren't behaving that way by themselves, they're doing it with someone else, i.e. me or someone. So it's a two-way dance, you know, you can't blame it all on a female.
I'm reading through the context of the conversation that he had on the podcast,
yeah.
And it's just way too much.
It doesn't sound like he's joking, did it?
No, I know they laughed after, but
yeah.
there was no joke there, it was just like
no. I don't even think that's something you joke about, talking about your daughter's vagina.
But I mean, he spoke about it on a podcast, so
yeah,
surely that's too far already. Keep your private life private, man.
Yeah. Do you want me to read out some of the responses people have said?
What is it, sir?
Do you want me to read out some of the responses people have put online?
Yeah, and just so you know, T.I.'s daughter actually has liked tweets that has called her dad disgusting and controlling.
Well, this first one, asking a doctor to check your daughter to see if she's been having sex is humiliating and sick AF as fuck for those who aren't down with the kids. And you can't even always tell by a broken hymen. You can break your hymen by hurting yourself in a big seat. Well, put a fucking saddle on it, love. Jesus Christ. Another one. Instead of celebrating the fact that your child lived another year, T.I. spends his time hyperfixating on whether or not the hymen is intact. This is overwhelmingly weird and toxic, and he needs to be stopped. Oh my goodness. She's lovely.
Her hymen is intact.
I don't think her hymen's intact. But his daughter is very beautiful, but I mean, I don't know, I think it's weird. My opinion, it's weird. It's weird AF.
You know what? I will agree with you. It's weird for T.I.
to take such an interest.
Yeah. And to be that controlling, I mean, what type of man does that say that he is? You know what I mean? Like, what's he like in the. I think it brings that scrutiny of what is he actually like as a person? Is he one of these people that beats his kids? Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the context, or that's the pigeonhole he's going to bring himself down in,
yeah.
Because of him saying something as mad as that, or doing something as mad as that in life.
Definitely. But one of the weirdest things, Brexit. Madness. But Boris Johnson, hear me out here, I think is going to be an amazing Prime Minister, because he has had the foresight and knowledge to understand.
The first smart thing I've heard of
them. The foresight and knowledge to understand that a civil war could erupt over Brexit, and it's not over a border, it's not over religion, it's not over politics, it's about Tato. He snuck into the country on, what day are we on? He snuck in Thursday night and went straight to the Tato factory in Armagh. Obviously, he's been down south, so he's trying to compare which Tato should be the national crisp of Ireland.
Of course, the unionists brought up the Northern Irish Tato factory. Farm,
of course, factory. I think scrap a vote on United Ireland and we'll have a vote for the national Tato of Ireland.
What Tato do you prefer yourself?
Honestly, northern ones. I don't see, the southern ones are lighter and less greasy, but if you're gonna clog your arteries, you might as well do it quicker.
You know what, in a wee sambo, I prefer northern Tato. Who knew? I think that better flavour.
But imagine coming over in the middle of Brexit and going straight to the Tato factory.
Well, you have to taste test these things, you know. Is the debate really worth it? You went up there and went, yes it is.
But do you think you might have got two Mr. Potato Heads, or Mr. Tatoes, whatever you call them. Do you just have one? Or do you have the McBrothers?
Oh.
Or do you create a new crisp? A light greasy crisp.
Light and greasy. What would you call it?
Tato.
Light. and greasy.
Potato light and greasy. But there'll be, he must be planning where he's going to build that bridge to
Scotland.
Filling lorry loads of them and bringing them
we
over.
We could do with them over there, you know.
Well, the only thing is, we're a couple of lorry drivers short, aren't we?
Oh, wow.
Career opportunity.
There was another one arrested yesterday, though.
Was it one of the brothers or someone different?
A different guy. Some public member had seen had heard noises coming from his van. Called the cops, they came, there were 50 people in the back of it.
Serious?
Yeah, and then they were alive. Which is a good start.
It's a very good start. We're a day late and a dollar short with this one, aren't we? But
it just didn't fall into the right time frame, but it's still going on.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? I've seen a picture of it's terrible. Did you see the Spurs game of the weekend?
Yeah.
You see the hard tackle and everything?
Uh-huh.
So Son was crying after him. And somebody put up a meme and said, Son, after he found that his family were in the back of that truck.
Jesus Louise.
It's funny though, but it's
disgusting. That's disgusting. I didn't laugh at that at all, Jared. Still don't have a big smile on my face. But the. Oh, so your fella knew the people were in it.
So the original story started that he picked up an abandoned. What do you call them? Load?
Yeah.
Freight, yeah. So that he picked it up and was just driving it somewhere, but he didn't know what was in it. That was the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, half an hour away from wherever he was, he opened it for whatever reason, and a dead body fell out of the back of it. So then he rang and told the cops, or told whoever. That was the original story. Then you had everybody jumping on, support Mo, I stand with Mo, blah blah blah. Facebook was in uproar for some people.
No chance. Was Epstein in the back of the car? Or the lorry? No.
He may well have been actually. But or maybe not, who knows.
What?
Where was it?
You were saying that the original story?
So there is, yeah, so that was the original story, and everybody went to the uproar on social media to defend them because nobody wanted to believe
somebody from here
that somebody would be stupid enough to turn on themselves after picking up a lorry load of. I think that's the first question you have to ask is, why would he turn on himself?
Yeah.
And it could have been the fact that I don't know how you would react to having 39 dead bodies, criminal or not. How you would look at that, or that smell of it, or how you would ever.
Yeah, but apparently there were, so whenever he got down, he opened it, apparently he fainted because of the sight, and then he came right because apparently they were still like foaming at the mouth, so they couldn't have been that long gone. Do you think?
It would have been a horrible scene though, to, no matter who you are, to open that thing.
And then?
But then there's still the ring and
said
turn on himself.
But do you think he knew what he was getting into? Do you think somebody said to him, there's X amount, was it? The number flying about is 20 grand, isn't it?
Yeah.
20 grand a lorry. Bring it from here to here. Don't look inside it. And just do it. I guarantee a lot of people are doing that.
There probably is, but I mean, if you're transporting goods, you should always know what's in it. Turn a blind eye doesn't make it just, you know.
Correct, because then you're an accomplice. But
the thing was, if he was heavily involved in it, he probably wouldn't have rang off. I don't know. If you were, surely if he had a rang, the guys who were paying him to do it, or were, I don't want to say definitely paying him to do it. What's the word you would use?
Allegedly.
Paying him to do it. Surely he would have rang them and they would have probably torched it. They're not going to want to get caught. What are you going to do? Ring, go here. There was an illegal immigrant stored away and I haven't heard from them.
But how would you pay him?
How would you pay?
No. Is that what you call him?
It'd probably just be. It's probably legit. It's probably kosher, as in he's taken.
I think I'll have him Like a wee envelope or money in it?
No, well, just like maybe £21,000 payment over. It's probably spread over a year.
But yeah, that's right. So that's one, right?
It's just a way, you know.
Yeah.
Or it could be paying his mortgage.
Mm.
Apparently, he didn't have a mortgage.
But
apparently, he had a nice big truck to.
Nice big red one.
Out of it.
So, I don't know. Very, very sad. I don't know. Would you do it? If someone said to you, drive this lorry from here to here, I'm not telling you what's in it, and there's a wee magic envelope, would you do it?
One off, maybe, consistently, probably not.
But the thing is, when you do it one off, there will be in there and blackmail you. That's how they operate.
I'm a fan of people that put moves here and there, as long as it's within a certain lane, you know.
Going to that grey area.
Yeah, but
you're breaking the law, but no one's getting hurt or harmed.
Yeah, I think it's alright, but I suppose you never know when to stop, do you? So no, overall, but if I probably sat down and thought about it, my conscience would get the better of me. So
okay.
Probably not.
I think I would
like the thought of the money part of it.
Yeah.
I love to earn money. I love making money.
It's going to be a child of my dreams. I think I would do it, right? The money wouldn't be as big a motivating factor for me. It would be the thrill of outsmarting the police. I know it sounds really weird, but my ego would just be like, yeah, let's do this.
It's one way to think about it.
And then the money would be a bonus. Like, woohoo!
Right, because so
you have that excitement and that thrill. You know, every port you go through, you're sitting
there.
How
do you outsmart the police when you have 39 dead bodies in your hands?
That's stupid.
We'll try that.
Well,
hello, I think he's grassed everybody up now.
Yeah.
Trying to arrest everybody, aren't
they? Yeah, the three brothers. But
allegedly.
Karen's the first step, allegedly. Actually, he didn't kill himself. The first step to failure is trying. Simple. In my opinion, don't try, dear, don't.
Fair enough.
So.
Did you watch any? I'm very happy today, you know.
Say it again?
I'm very happy today.
Oh, because I watched football?
Yeah. I've seen your repost, haven't we, Diggs? Haven't we, Diggs? Us loyal Celtic fans.
I know, right, but. Have you never went to Italy and won a game?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Easy. Because all you have to do is play fast-paced football. It's like, see, whenever Arsenal get an Italian team in European football, it doesn't bother me. Because, remember years ago, we got AC Milan. It was 2006, the year we went to the final. We just beat Real Madrid. And then we got AC Milan. And everybody was like, oh, you'll not beat AC Milan. AC Milan were in the final the year before. Against Liverpool,
right.
And everybody was like, "Oh, you'll not beat them." I was rubbing my hands because free flowing, fast paced football destroys Italian teams. Simple.
Fair enough, but Ciro Immobile is worth like more than the Celtic team by himself.
Who?
Their striker.
Well, your team must be worth nothing because I've never heard of that player.
Immobile? Have you never heard of him?
No.
He's like one of the top strikers in the world now.
No, he's telling me now, I haven't heard of him.
And speaking of AC Milan, Zlatan signed for AC apparently this morning.
I thought he was
going to
Champions League.
I don't know, apparently he signed for AC.
Oh dear. He must have been going to Real Madrid and realised they were that far behind. Who's top of the Spanish League? Is it still Granada?
That's right, Granada were top.
That's, remember Tony Adams tactics? Him showing them all the dance moves? Do you ever see that clip where he's like, he's moving his hands in and out, and then he looks like he's doing the hokey cookie with his hands on his feet. In, out.
Normal service has resumed. Barcelona. Real Madrid, second. Joined on 22 points. And also joined by Real Sociedad.
Where's Granada?
Sixth.
What happened there?
Dunno, and they've played one more game than Barcelona and Real.
Oh, they must have all had games in hand then. Over them.
Dunno, still.
Who scored for you during the week?
Yesterday?
Aye.
James Forrest scored the first one, and Olivier and Cham the second.
Are they front men?
Sorry?
Are they front men?
James Forrest is a winger, and Cham's a defensive midfielder.
Oh, pretty much.
Right. Least one is it? Sorry?
Just not have any strikers.
We've got one.
Who?
Is
it tall black fella who done the interview?
Yeah, what the f- I don't know.
What about Lee Griffith?
He hasn't ever really come back from his... Remember he had to take time off because it was the lads gambling addictions and stuff? And he came back and sort of... And he went back, he couldn't cope with him, so he's back out of the team.
Okay.
Edward. His name was escaping me. Big friends guy, Edward. He's going to be unreal in the future. He's only like 21 now.
Is he?
He's going to be the next...
Aubameyang?
He'll be the next big seller, but we sell from the club because we're a selling club. Other than that, we've got another striker called Bio, but he's always injured, so I think we're going to have to buy in January.
Who would you get though?
Don't know, hopefully we get somebody from Southampton again, because that's worked out alright.
Has it?
And we've got Fraser Forster back on loan. He's became a wall again at Celtic, and we have Elianusi, you call the other guy. He was like a basic. Southampton signed him for 16 million last year, loaned them out the hostage.
Does Dembele not play for you anymore?
No, we sold him to Lyon for 20 something million.
Is
and
it Sinclair?
He's going to United. Sinclair doesn't, he plays for us, he doesn't get on, I don't know why. Somewhere.
Was he not good a couple of seasons ago?
He's good for Celtic, and Lennon doesn't play.
Speaking of strikers, what about nurses?
Well, so.
Tell you what, it's about fucking time.
What, did they go on strike for the first time?
Correct. Because nursing staff and doctors, right, honestly, I don't think they get paid anywhere near enough. I don't think you could pay them anywhere near enough. Anytime we've had, I've had to use the hospital facilities, see the staff, outstanding.
Yeah.
Go above and beyond.
Let me think, and when I was in, it was nurses that looked after me.
Yeah.
When I was in hospital. I agree they should be paid more money.
A lot more.
It's the MPs over here shouldn't be paid.
Yeah, they really shouldn't.
Fuck them.
Definitely.
I think that's the only F-bomb dropped on this show.
John, Big Aaron, shared a post. I think I might have saved it. You know your man, John Leiden from the Sex Pistols? Remember he was on that jungle thing a while ago, and he said something about MPs. And I just went, you know what, that is absolutely 100% on the money. I'm trying to find it here. I'll search Big Arms, but what I'll do, I'll play it.
I'd say, you know what it says, nurses' pay have fallen by like 15%.
Fallen?
Fallen, but in the last eight years, fallen. Which is one of the reasons they're going on strike. I think they're also working too many hours, so they're clocking out, but staying on.
Staying on. Yeah. Here's what John Leiden had to say about MPs.
We trust politicians. We never used to.
All politicians are the
same. All of them, yeah, to me. It doesn't matter what party they think they're representing.
Mm.
They are still misrepresenting us.
Mm.
They are basically people who wouldn't have an occupation anywhere else. Talentless leeches and parasites. And so, generally speaking, any time I ever run into a politician, I take great pleasure in dismissing them. Because they don't think they're here for us. They're there for themselves.
The last one you ran into
then? Nigel Farage.
What did you say to him?
I said no to the cup of tea and donut he offered me in the House of Parliament. Oh, what an ugly scenario as a possibility. He's a joke to me. But, you know, they all are.
In what way?
Because I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Mm.
I don't think any of them do. They get us into these messes and they can't get us out of them. And then it's all fuffle.
Mm. But do you not think that the lack of trust in politicians has got us to where we are now?
No. I think if we realised, and in an odd way, this is what Trump's done in America is he's challenged all politicians and he's shown them all to be the fakes they are.
Mm.
That is much bad with Donald. And I never ever want to see politicians replaced by business people. But the prospect of now realising and magnifying how deeply mistrustful politicians are and the motivations that they use against us, this is an interesting thing.
So it's a shake-up, it's good?
Yeah, I think so. But it's the wrong conclusion at the moment. But it does offer other possibilities.
So, you've done a wee bit more there, but I think he's bang on the money. Remember he says that?
Oh, he's right.
Like, it's genuinely, I don't. I've never had to go to an MLA for anything. Have you?
No, they offered to come to my aid last year. They offered to argue with the cops for me last year. Because remember, I couldn't get in the house.
Yeah, whenever they were protecting your safety in case you blew up. How dare they? How dare they take public safety?
But that was the MLA came to me, so.
Looking to cause a shit stir because you fuck all else to do?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you want to name him, shame him?
No. I live in that area, lad. It's fine.
But they're just old, money, redundant people. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some that want to do the right thing or the right things for the right people. But for the most part, they're just outdated, useless. I mean, the ones over here don't do anything.
They really, well, they say they do, but...
No, but they really don't. The country's ran for, what, 3 years now without them?
But 3 years in January or February?
I mean, like, 3 years and what's... realistically, you take aside the money part of it where...
Yeah.
Money, that's the way of the world, the money's changing. You know, it's to do with Brexit and stuff. What's actually changed?
Nothing.
Do you know what I mean? You still...
Nothing.
You still have to pay your tax. You still have your NHS. You still have to pay petrol. You still pay, you know...
Yeah. Everything is...
Everything works as it should. Yeah, the wheel still turns.
And do you know what? I was trying to find a name of it here. I was talking to a guy yesterday in work. And he was from the Isle of Man. And he was saying... The government in the Isle of Man has been running for over 1,000 years. I forget what they call the name of it, but something like Tin something. But they've been running a government since the Vikings were raping and pillaging the UK and Ireland. Isn't that mad?
When you think of it that way, yeah.
1,000 years.
Madness. But anyway, yeah, so realistically, the nurses are striking. Over 90% of nurses voted to actually strike, and it's over 90%. And it's overpaying conditions. But
I assume the other 10% must have been that exhausted, they were sleeping.
Probably working.
Weren't you working?
Uh-huh. Without reading through all that, from what I know, is NHS staff here don't have pay parity with NHS staff in the UK. Or sorry, in England, Scotland and Wales.
Which means what?
Which means that if you're a nurse in England,
yep,
you'll get paid, I don't know actually how much nurses get paid, so say you get paid 35,000 in England.
Mm-hmm.
In Northern Ireland, you're probably getting paid 28.
Right, okay.
To do the exact same job that somebody that's getting paid 35.
Right, okay, so there's no pay equality, is what you should have said.
No, it's parity. Pay equality is to do with male nurses getting paid more than female nurses.
Right, okay.
Or Protestant nurses getting paid more than Catholic nurses.
I like that one, maybe Twitter. Right, we'll wrap it up here, but I was farting through Twitter, trying to have a wank, and came across a good hashtag. And there was two good ones. I must be old because, and then the other one, before I fall asleep. Which hashtag do you want to go with? I'm going to rewrite some of the things.
We'll go with I must be old because Irish, these are usually quite good.
Right, so first one was I must be old because I know the link between these two, and it is an old cassette tape and a pencil. So
you had to wind it?
Yeah, like the wee magnetic strip used to come out, and then you still have to put it in and wind it.
Funny enough, there's a picture here. I just searched the hashtag on Twitter, and the first one's like a cassette tape hanging,
yeah,
getting all stuck in the... Have you ever handed a cassette tape to, like, say for talks, like, to your aide, right? What do you think he would do? Say, do you know how this works?
I don't know. I generally don't.
Like, most of them don't know what it is.
Yeah. Same with, well, they sort of half have an idea what a CD would be because of.
Because the discs in their consoles.
Not because of DVDs. It must be because when I was younger, I used to think colour staples were the bomb. Now I think they just look tacky. That's true. It must be because my first computer programming assignment in college was completed on punch cards. And I was at college because no high school had a computer. That's really old.
There was a hashtag like this before. It was, she's too young for you, bro.
Could be that.
Hmm?
Could be that.
Let's see if I can look it up. It was funny.
So, I must be able because I put on weight and I was so tiny all my life. Size 0 to 2, very difficult to find clothes to fit me.
I've just never heard of a Game Boy, it's just too young for you, bro.
She doesn't know where the bandstand was in Corn Market, she's too young for you.
She doesn't know Mickey Marty's around about.
If she doesn't know where Virgin Megastore used to be, she's too young for you. It must be hard because I remember when Pluto was a planet. It actually got reinstated.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember at one point there was 9 planets, then there was 10, then there was 8. Yeah.
You're just finding planets for the fun of it. Have you any more there, good ones? You're doing that. It's just too old for you, bro.
I'm just looking that up, but let me see if I flick back to the Twitter.
Well, here's a crack on them. It must be old because I remember when we had only 3 TV channels and had to make a choice between great shows. Now we have hundreds and nothing to good to watch.
So true.
Clean Fields, boy! that shit's deep.
Well, here, on that one, right? Do you remember when you used to be the remote control?
Yes.
And you just get told to go over and push the button? Or am I too old for you?
No, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I also, do you remember when Channel 5 first became a channel? Ready?
It only started at a certain time, didn't
it? It was like in the 90s, was 9 to 9.
Yeah.
And then used to have that wee screen with the multicolours on it.
Yeah.
And the 5 logo.
Yeah. I remember Star Wars episodes 4 to 6 on VHS before they were digitally remastered for DVD. Should have left it alone.
I remember Star Wars episodes when 4, 5 and 6 were actually 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. That's where I thought that one was going. I must be old because I still own an iPhone 4. I must be old because I tend to get grumpy for no reason. Fuck, I must be ancient, if that's the case.
So, I've got one here. I must be old because even Surrey responds to everything I say with, okay, boomer. And I must be old because the condom in my wallet cost 0.5 crown.
I must be old because instead of head, shoulders, knees and toes, it's wallet, glasses, keys and phone.
Oh,
man. I must be old because I don't refer to my knees as left and right. It's a good one and the bad one.
Here. I'm a good knee and a bad knee myself.
That's so true. It's so true. Oh, Jesus. This is from the football game, Football Manager, right? I must be old because my former youth prospect is my assistant manager. I must be old because this shows you the photo of the old wind dial machine on the telephone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
do you remember the ringers on the telephones?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I remember the telephone used to cost you about 50p a minute to ring.
Mm-hmm. More expensive as fuck.
Granny used to go nuts.
I must be old because I remember this being the phone everybody scrolled up and down on. And that's the wee swishy one. Katie Hopkins, oh fuck, was that bitch saying? I must be old because everyone posts pictures of their mum at 75 looking younger than me. There you are. I must be old because I can remember when we licked batteries for fun.
Do you remember the battery? The big square batteries?
The big detail one. One Mark said to me today, he says, what's the difference between. what have a battery and an arsehole got in common? You know you shouldn't, but you're probably going to end up like that anyway.
Oh.
Right, do the before I go to sleep one.
What is it before I go to sleep? Before I go to
sleep. Before I fall asleep.
Before I fall asleep?
Mm-hmm. So it's just things that your body does before you fall asleep.
To forget the fallen dream.
Yeah. I had a dream last night, it's the first time I've dreamt about it. Excuse me. And it was only because I was over in the house earlier on and I seen my nephew spilling something on the sofa. I had a dream last night. My mum was trying to give me her sofa to put in the room. Completely random.
Weird.
Very weird. Have you got it? No.
Before I fall asleep, I'd have gone to the bed 7 times, not 6, like always, not 8, like some cycle, but 7 times.
Okay. I watch just one more episode on Netflix before I fall asleep.
That's
true. Dude, I've started doing lately, watching stuff in bed. I actually might have to get a TV for my bedroom.
Welcome to my world, man. So
yeah.
I've had a TV in my room for years, couldn't. Give you through that last half hour of non-tiredness.
Mm.
You
no.
can set the sleep timer on it still.
It's good. I go through my checklist of anxieties before I fall asleep, and then it's a picture of somebody saying, "My anxiety has kept me up for over 50 hours. Before I fall asleep, I clear my browser history." Dropping fruit from his tree of knowledge. Title of my sex tape before I fall asleep.
Before, watch YouTube videos until 4 a.m. and then proceed to get 2 hours of sleep.
Pretty accurate.
Tuck in my feet to protect the mud made from the monster under my bed.
Definitely.
I call my mom as I'm going to bed to get her to read my bedtime story. Look, there's a picture of Penny, that's exactly what you look like when you don't go to sleep.
It really is. Before I fall asleep, I turn to my snuggling wife and whisper sweetly, most murders are committed by loved ones. Good night. Before I fall asleep, I pray that I don't wake up at 2/3 in the morning, only to fall back asleep at 5 from my alarm to sound at 6. Hate that.
Oh, there's nothing worse than getting not enough sleep, but getting too much sleep, it can be a pain too. What's your nightly sleeping routine like?
I usually go to bed about 11, half 11, and then up for about 6:30.
Last night I got a long sleep last night. I felt terrible this morning for it. So normally I'm like at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, go to sleep. Get up 7. That's my average sleep. But last night I was probably in bed for about 10:30, and woke up this morning at about 8 o'clock.
And you're exhausted.
Right.
You get used to it. Last one. Before I fall asleep, I check if Steve didn't kill himself.
He didn't.
Look into it, bro.
And is that where we're in? Is that us for today? Or?
All I want to know is, how does somebody on suicide watch, after trying to kill himself a week before, in one of the highest security prisons, in solitary confinement, end up dead? Do you know, Jared?
Snitches get snitches.
Tried to get shot. Epstein didn't kill himself. I've had enough of your shit.
I've had enough of yours. Good night.